Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Thankful for the Lord's presence among us this morning.
我们感谢神的同在。
And the Lord would like a response to the song that we've just been singing and the challenge that's been issued to us.
我们刚才所唱的诗歌，神送出了一个呼召，他盼望从我们这里得到回应。
As we were taking the bread and drinking the cup this morning,
早晨我们在里领受他的饼和杯。
I was reminded of how he gave all for us.
我被提醒的他如何把他自己所有都给了我们。
We read in Philippians that he didn't think it robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation.
在腓立比书第二章讲到说，他本与神同等为强夺。
He took upon himself the form of a servant.
他自己取了奴仆的形象。
He became obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
他就存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus condescended and gave his all for us.
主耶稣给我们的是他的全部。
It's our privilege for us to give ourselves to Him.
我们若是能把自己给他，是我们的恩典。
To say, Lord, here I am, take me as I am.
我们就告诉主说，照着我的本相，我把自己给你。
Take me as I am and make me what you want me to be.
按照你的旨意，制作成你所要制作成的。
Sometimes we don't think we're material that God can take.
我们觉得我们不是一个什么东西神可以拿的。
We need to be a little better than we are.
我们总觉得我们还要改进一些才行。
A little more proficient in what we want to do.
在我们所会做的事上做得更好一点。
We're not quite what we think is acceptable to God.
我们觉得我们自己还没有预备好赐给神。
He wants to take us as we are.
但是神要我们照着我们现在的光景归给他。
And then He makes us what He wants us to be.
他会制作我们，制作成他所要的。
We are His workmanship.
我们是他手中的杰作。
And it's such a privilege just to give ourselves to Him and say, Lord, have Your way.
若是我们能够把自己给他说，按照你旨意调度，这是我们的恩典特权。
Here I am, just a lump of clay.
主啊，我在这里，我不过是一团泥土。
But I'm your lump of clay.
但是我是你的泥土。
And now you have to work on me, Lord.
你在我身上可以工作。
You have to change me.
你要改变我。
And he does.
他会的。
He does.
他会改变的。
He'll take you and he'll make you what he wants you to be.
他会接受我们的奉献，然后把我们改成他要得着的。
And it's all his doing.
这都是他的作为。
It's all for his honor and for his glory.
都是为了他的荣耀和尊贵的。
May his will be done in every one of our lives.
愿他的旨意在你我每一个人的生命中成全。
You know, in some sporting events, and I don't know how many of you like sporting events, but I do.
关于体育的事项，我不晓得你们有多少人是喜欢看体育的。
There are athletes that try to get the perfect number.
常常运动员要得多满分。
Now I know that in the Bible, the perfect number is seven.
我知道，就着圣经来说，七是一个满。
But it used to be in gymnastics, it was perfect 10.
但就的体操竞赛来说，满分是十分。
And I can remember some of those Olympians who would try out on their apparatus, and they would do whatever they had to do, and they would look at the score.
我记得看体育竞赛的时候，像奥林匹克比赛的时候，这些选手尽其所能的演完了之后呢，就等着分数的出现。
9.7.
9.7分。
9.9.
9.9分。
They'd walk away with their heads down.
他们垂头丧气的走开。
Not good enough.
因为还不够好。
They were hoping for a 10.
因为他们要得到满分十分。
And that's what they were striving for.
因为他们努力的目标就是十分。
Not that they always get a 10.
不会常常得到十分。
Matter of fact, most often they didn't.
是。上许多时候是得不到十分的。
And sometimes I think we Christians get an idea the Lord can't use us unless we're tens.
我们常常觉得说，我若不是十分好，神是不能用我的。
We have to be able to preach like Paul.
我们得像保罗那么有大能，能够传道的。
Or pray like I don't know who in the Bible pray a lot.
我不知道圣经里谁祷告很多的。
We have to have the faith of Abraham.
我们要有亚伯拉罕一样的信心。
We have to have the strength of Samson.
要有那个参孙他的大力。
Unless we're a 10, we're really not qualified to be able to be used by the Lord.
除非我们在某些项目上十分的好了，好像我们就不能被主所用。
Although we belong to Him, He's our Savior.
所以虽然我们属于他，他是我的救主。
Sometimes we're a little reticent to give ourselves because, after all, what could He do with us?
但是我们常常很犹豫或胆怯，不敢把自己归给他，觉得他不能做什么。
Although we wish to be tens, we realize in reality we're really just threes and fours.
也许我的理想是十分，但是我知道我的实际程度就是两三分。
We're not nearly what we want to be.
我们离他的标准远得很。
Someday we'll get there.
Yeah, 有一天我会达到这个目标。
We go to enough summer conferences.
比如说我去夏令会的时候。
If we do something else enough times, we'll get there.
如果我再多做一些其他的事，我会拿到十分。
And someday I'll be good enough to give myself to Jesus.
总有一天我会够好了，我可以把自己归给耶稣。
I mean to give myself to serve Him and to let myself be used by Him.
来侍奉他，容许他使用我。
But until that time, I'm just going to work at it.
但是在那之前呢，我就只能拼命努力。
And he can use him, and he can use that one, and he can use her, but he'll never be able to use me.
所以这段时间他可以用别人，但是我还没有好。
And we miss what God wants for our lives.
但是我们常常错过了神愿意在我们生命中成就的事。
Because immediately upon him taking us to himself, he wants to begin to mold us, fashion us, and use us.
因为他要我们把自己归给他，他就可以开始制作我们，得着我们，完成他的旨意。
I'd like you to turn with me this morning to Genesis chapter 29.
今天早晨我愿意你们一起读创世纪二十九章。
We're going to read in Genesis 29 about a woman who was not really a 10 at all.
这里有一个女子的故事，她是也是一样没有十分的满分。
She was quite far down, I think, from a 10, maybe a 4 or a 5.
她也许只有四或五分的程度。
I think sometimes she felt like she was a 2 or a 3.
我想她个人而言，她可能常常觉得只只不过两分或三分而已。
Before we read about her, we have to really go back and talk about her parents and her grandparents.
在我们讲到这个女子之前呢，我们要先谈谈她的父亲跟祖父。
You remember, I'm sure all of you would remember Isaac and Rebecca in the Bible.
你们都记得吧，以撒和利百加的故事。
Abraham and Sarah had a son named Isaac.
亚伯拉罕和以撒，撒拉有一个儿子叫以撒。
And Isaac and Rebecca had two sons. One was Esau, one was Jacob.
以撒和那个利百加结合有两个儿子，一个叫以扫，一个叫做雅各。
And you remember Jacob and Esau were very, very different.
雅各和以扫是非常不同的。
I don't know how many of you here, if anybody, has twins.
我不晓得你们谁生过双胞胎。
We have two sets of twins back home in our church.
在我教会里有两对双胞胎。
And they are so different, the one from the other.
但他们却非常不同。
I mean, they look alike. I can't tell them apart.
他们长得是一模一样，我都分不出来谁是谁。
When they go by and I want to call them, I say, "Hey, you."
所以我经过他们，我就不叫他们名，就说，哎，你。
The father doesn't even know the difference between his two boys.
也是有的时候连爸爸都自己都分不出来。
He calls them son, son, come here.
他就叫他说儿子啊，过来。
There's no idea which one's coming, but one of them is coming.
他不知道哪一个会来，不过总会有一个来的。
Jacob and Esau were, it seems to me, very different boys.
以扫跟雅各呢也是非常不同的两个孩子。
Esau was an outdoorsman, a hunter.
以扫喜欢打猎，喜欢户外的活动。
He seemed to have a very hairy complexion and feel to him.
所以呢，他的皮肤非常的深，而且多毛。
Kind of get the impression he was kind of like a Neanderthal man.
好像那个在森林里的那种人物。
And his brother was different, Jacob.Jacob was a mama's boy.
他的兄弟雅各呢却非常不同，是母亲所爱的。
Probably spent a lot of time in the kitchen.
他可能常常在厨房里帮忙。
He learned how to make muffins.
他知道怎么做各样的面包饼。
Whatever his mother wanted, that's what he wanted.
他母亲喜欢做什么，他就做什么。
And these boys were growing up in this home.
他们一起长大。
And really, it wasn't a good home in a lot of ways.
在很多方面你可以看，这不是一个很美满的家庭。
There was some understanding of who God was, that is the God of Abraham.
他们认识神，但是认识的神是亚伯拉罕的神。
But the parents really, I don't think were doing such a good job.
他们的父母好像在属灵的教育上没有做很好的，做得很好。
They had shown favoritism to their boys.
他们对儿子之间有很明显的不平等的对待。
Rebecca seemed to really love Jacob more.
利百加比较喜爱雅各。
Isaac seemed to favor Esau more.
以撒比较喜欢以扫。
And they were growing up in that kind of an environment, which isn't good.
这样的成长环境对他们不是太好。
Well, it got to a time and place, and you remember this story and how Rebecca really had an idea as to how Jacob could steal away the birthright blessing.
后来我们都知道利百加怎么样出了主意，让雅各窃取了长子的名分和祝福。
That had a lot of spiritual significance to it.
在这个事情上有很大属灵的价值。
But she was conniving and figuring out a way that we can get this away from Esau.
他们觉得有一个办法能够欺骗以扫。
She wanted Jacob to get that blessing.
她要她所爱的雅各来得到祝福。
And so you remember her scheme.
所以她的诡计我们都记得。
Of course, Jacob was not innocent either. He went along with it.
那雅各也不是无辜的，因为他跟着妈妈一样一起做。
Some skins of an animal.
他们就拿了一个兽皮。
And somehow or other, they put crazy glue on and stuck it to the arms of Jacob.
不知道怎么用，也许用强力胶把那个皮粘在自己的皮肤上。
He kind of smelled like his brother Esau when he put all the outdoor kind of stuff on.
他放了擦了很多的东西，让他闻起来也像他哥哥一样。
And he went into his old father's, whose eyes were dim, and he faked that he was Esau.
来到他的老爸面前，那时候已经眼目昏花了，所以他假装他是以扫。
And the father, Isaac, gave the blessing to Jacob.
所以这个父亲以撒呢就祝福了雅各。
When it was later discovered by Esau what had happened,
后来以扫发现
He got very, very mad. I mean, he was enraged. He was so livid that he could kill his brother if he could get his hands on his brother. Probably would have been too easy either. I don't think Jacob was all that strong. Esau was the strong one. And so Mama heard what was going to happen. And she said, boy, you better start running.
她就对雅各,
you better get out of here and run as far as you can. Go clear over to Uncle Laban's house.
赶快离开这里,
don't look back, don't turn back. You get right out of here quick.
千万不要回头,
your brother catches up to you, he'll kill you.
如果以嫂抓到你的话,
and Jacob did. After all, his mother told him what to do. She probably packed a lunch for him before he left.
他可能,
there he went, he got out of there. So he comes to Laban's
house.
Laban also had a family. He had two daughters. And they were also very different, the one from the other. As different as Jacob and Esau. Oh, not that one was an outdoorsman and one was, in the kitchen more. But the Bible describes the difference between Leah and Rachel in other terms. Rachel was a 10.
拉姐呢,好像是一个十分,满分的女子。
She was beautiful.
因为她非常的秀美。
Leah?
利亚呢?
She wasn't a 10.
她不是十分。
She was a 2.
她可能是两分。
Or maybe 3.
也许三分。
And it wasn't easy for Leah to grow up in a place like that.
在利亚生长的环境来说,
it's hard to have a sister that's a 10 when you're a 2.
是当你有一个姐妹呢, 是十分满分, 而你只有两分,
it's hard to have a brother that's a computer whiz when you don't know the first thing about computers.
当你的兄弟呢, 在电脑上十分的, 能干, 而你自己是一无所知, 这个是很不容易的。
It's hard to have somebody who has all the gifts and abilities and talents and you just didn't seem to get anything.
这个成长环境是很难, 如果是你有某某亲人, 是非常能干, 但你戒指好像一点能力都没有。
You don't know how to turn a screwdriver.
你甚至连那个修理东西, 那个螺丝起的都转不回。
You have trouble screwing a light bulb in.
连换个灯泡, 你都不是很能干。
You can't remember your name.
有时候你的名字都忘记了。
They can quote the Declaration of Independence. Or whatever. They can quote a lot of stuff. Shakespeare.
他们可以讲莎士比亚。
And it's difficult to grow up in that kind of an atmosphere.
他们很能干什么都会,在你来说,这个成长环境是很困难的。
There are some Christian people that feel that way.
旧的基督徒的来说呢,也常常有这种情形。
They come into the church.
他们来到教会的里面。
And they hear the person next to them singing.
他们听到他坐在旁边的人唱歌。
Have thine own way, Lord. Of thine own way.
你旁边的人唱的男高音这么优美。
And they're singing, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way.
但是你自己唱的却是这个德性。
And after a while, I don't know what she's saying. And after a while,
那过了一段时间之后呢?
You begin,
你就不敢唱了,
I'm not going to sing anymore. What's the sense?
有什么意义呢?
Doesn't matter. I mean, I could just be quiet and listen to him or her. The Lord really doesn't care about my voice because he didn't give me one. And then other people are praying.
但是当别人祷告的时候,
oh, could they pray?
Oh, 他们真会祷告。
It seems as if their prayer is going right through to heaven.
I'm going
to try that.
我也要试试看。
I've been in a meeting where a man actually prayed, dear, glad we're so God to be here today.
我曾经祷告聚会里有人祷告的时候把字都讲反了。
And that was,
亲爱的高兴啊, 我们真上帝来到这里。
It's about as good as the man who prayed, Lord, help my falling shorts.
就好像你祷告说, 主啊, 抓住我要,
instead of help my short fallings. Did you get that one?
Yeah.
All right. And after a while, we didn't want to pray anymore either.
这样子发生几次之后,
we're not going to sing, we're not going to pray.
我也不要唱歌,
as a matter of fact, the Lord probably can't use us, we're just twos and threes.
因为我不过是两三分的程度, 我想神不要用我的。
I mean, I don't know why he didn't give me any abilities and talents, but he just seemed to pass me by. I'm probably insignificant. Yeah, he comes up here and he says we should give ourselves to the Lord, but I got nothing to give.
对啊, 他们说, 招呼到我们到前面来, 把自己献给神, 但是我没有什么可以给神的。
I gave him my heart, he lives in my heart, he's my savior, but what could he ever do with me?
他住在我的心中, 我把我的心献给他, 他是我的救主, 但是他能做什么呢?
I'm just glad that I showed up in Redlands at the right time.
我只是很高兴我能够在这个夏令会的时候出现。
I don't think the Lord ever expects anything from me.
我想神在我身上是没有什么指望的。
I don't think he wants anything from me.
我想他也不要得到什么。
I don't have anything to give.
我没有什么可以给。
And you know, the worst part of it is some people then they get mad at God.
但有些人呢, 更糟糕, 他们向神生气。
Lord, why did you...
说主啊, 你怎么这样,
Lord, I'm not the way I know. I wish I could, you just didn't let me out. Lord, it's your fault.
我不够好, 都是你的错。
And we begin to murmur and grumble and complain.
我们就开始喃喃自语, 开始抱怨。
And then we get bitter against God about what we're not.
我们向神呢, 为着我们所不是的, 充满了苦毒。
You know, that leaves us in a pretty bad place.
这样就带我们到了一个非常不好的光景。
I think Leah very easily could have been in a place like that.
我想就着利亚而说呢, 她可以很容易就陷入这种苦毒的光景。
In the 29th chapter of Genesis, if you look with me at verse 16,
如果你看29章第16节,
it says that Laban had two daughters, the name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel.
拉班有两个女儿, 大的名叫利亚, 小的名叫拉杰。
Different, the one from the other.
他们两个非常不同。
Rachel, it says in verse 17, Leah had weak eyes.
17节讲到利亚的眼睛没有神气,
but Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful.
拉杰却生得美貌俊秀。
Now, weak eyes, another translation says dull eyes.
没有神气就是两眼无神。
One translation says cow's eyes.
甚至有一个翻译版本说那个牛的眼睛。
Did you ever look into the eyes of a cow?
你有没有仔细看过牛的眼睛吗?
They look so sad.
看起来非常的悲哀的。
They kind of look like they know that they're going to be slaughtered in hamburger in about a week.
好像说他们深知道一个礼拜之后他们就要变成那个餐厅里的汉堡。
The eyes of a Middle Eastern woman was her beauty, her charm.
中东的女士来说, 眼睛是她们最重要的部分。
The twinkle in her eye.
那她们眼睛里面的那个光, 那个美丽。
But the Bible describes Leah as one with dull eyes.
但是圣经却说, 利亚的眼睛没有神气。
Not that they couldn't see well, but you wouldn't want to look at her and see her.
不是她看不见, 而是你不愿意看着她。
But opposed to her, right in the same sentence, but Rachel was beautiful.
那同一节呢, 却说到, 拉杰却生得美貌俊秀。
I wonder if it was difficult for Leah ever growing up in Laban's house.
我常常想利亚长大的日子非常的不容易。
I don't suppose when the telephone rang, it was ever for Leah.
电话响了, 但是从来不是找她的。
It was always for Rachel.
总是找拉杰的。
Nobody seemed to want to talk to Leah or go have an ice cream cone with Leah.
好像没有人有心意约她出去吃个冰淇淋。
Every once in a while, somebody might make a mistake.
有的时候人搞错了名字。
Only to let Leah down.
但是只让她后来非常失望。
Disappointed again.
让她非常的失望伤心。
You know the story of Cinderella.
你知道吗? 那个灰姑娘的故事。
Leah was like one of those others.
利亚就像那样的情形。
Everybody just wanted Rachel.
人人都喜爱拉杰。
Well, here comes a young man into the community.
现在来了一个年轻人。
All the way from clear across to another place, another country.
从一个遥远的乡村来的。
Comes breezing into town to Laban's house.
冲来的这个拉班的家中。
It's Jacob.
是雅各。
An eligible young bachelor.
是一个单身汉,有条件的单身汉。
Maybe he'll like me.
也许这个单身汉会喜欢我。
But it says that Jacob, verse 18, was in love with Rachel.
但是18节告诉我们说, 雅各爱拉杰。
It didn't take a whole long time, did it?
并没有花很长时间, 他就爱上了拉杰。
He breezed into town, he set his bag down, he looked, he said, I love her.
他冲到这个拉班的家中, 放下行李, 一眼, 看到拉杰说, 啊, 我爱他。
It doesn't say that he said anything about Leah.
这里可没有提到利亚的名字。
He probably was thinking a lot of things, but he didn't say them.
他可能是有一些感触, 但他是不敢讲出来的。
But he loved Rachel.
但他选择爱拉杰。
And he wanted to marry Rachel.
他想要收她为妻。
And Laban said, it's, I'm sorry, yes. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, I'll work for you for 7 years in order for your younger daughter Rachel.
他说, 我愿意为你小女儿拉结服侍你七年。
Now, he was either in love or he was crazy.
他若不是, 在恋爱中,
不然他就是疯了。 Work 7 years for you for your daughter so I can marry her. Laban said, it's better that I give my daughter to you than I give my daughter to another man, so stay here with me. So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel.
所以拉班就说, 我把她给你, 甚至给别人, 你与我同住吧, 雅各就为拉结服侍了七年。
Those 7 years seemed like only a few days.
圣经说这七年好像只有几天。
Because of his love. For her. Now let's not forget Leah.
所以还不要忘了莉亚还活着。
Leah's there the whole time.
莉亚这一段时间都在身边。
She probably read a lot of novels.
她可能读了不少小说。
I don't know what she did with herself, but you know, nobody was in love with her, at least it doesn't say.
显然圣经上没有提到任何其他的人爱她。
And it was hard for her living there, don't you think?
你不认为对她来说那样的日子是很不容易的。
It's a long time now that's gone on.
已经很长一段时间了。
And after those 7 years,
七年之后,
Jacob says to Laban, give me my wife, my time is completed.
雅各对拉班说, 日子已经满了, 求你把我的妻子给我。
And Laban pulls a fast one.
就耍了一个诡计。
I mean, just like Jacob and Rebecca had connived Esau and Isaac,
就像利百加跟雅各合起来, 施了一个诡计在以扫的身上。
Here it comes.
同样的事情,
and now Jacob is the recipient.
现在雅各就被耍了。
And Laban, he schemes.
拉班,
he schemes and plots
他是很,
against,
是一个诡诈的人,
against Jacob.
他向雅各施了一个诡计。
Dresses his daughter up.
他把他的女儿给穿好了。
Probably in one of those garments where you can't see nothing but the eyeballs.
也许头上罩着丝巾, 你只看得见眼睛。
And because she had dull eyes, he probably put sunglasses on.
因为莉亚眼睛无神, 也许还给她戴了一个太阳眼镜。
I don't exactly know how he pulled this one off.
我不知道拉班怎么样把这个诡计做成的。
He married off Leah.
他把莉亚给嫁给了雅各。
Imagine that.
想想看。
I don't know what Leah was thinking.
我不知道莉亚感觉怎么样。
Hey, by hook or by crook, I at least got married.
无论如何, 我总算结婚了。
But she wasn't so happy the next day.
但是第二天她一定不开心的。
When Jacob looked,
当雅各仔细一看,
and he saw,
发现,
oh no!
Oh no!
It's dull eyes over here.
是那个无神的双眼。
I didn't work 7 years for dull eyes.
我可不是为了这双眼睛工作的。
I worked 7 years for Rachel.
我做工七年是为了拉结。
Now, how do you think Leah felt?
你觉得莉亚当时听见他这样讲感觉怎么样?
Used and abused?
你觉得被利用也被虐待?
Like the wrong end of a joke?
好像你被人开了一个严重的玩笑。
Hurt again?
又受一次伤。
Scorned and ridiculed and belittled?
被耻笑被小看。
Imagine your husband the day after you're married says to you, but I love Rachel, not you.
你想想看，你结婚的第二天早晨，你的丈夫就对你说：“但是我爱的是拉结，不是你。”
It's like a dagger going into you.
这好像很深的刺伤了他的心。
I wonder, could Leah possibly be bitter?
我想她是不是会变得很苦毒
？Angry?
或者很愤怒
？Upset?
或者很沮丧
？Or do you think she would just say, "This is wonderful"?
或她会说：“哦，这实在太奇妙了。”
Life is great.
生命太棒了。
I don't think so.
我不这么想。
I think it was hard for her. I'm sure it was hard for her.
我确定对她而言一定是非常困难的。
She was angry probably with her father.
她可能对她的父亲也非常的愤怒。
Probably with her husband.
对她的丈夫也不满。
I'm sure with her sister.
我相信对她姐姐,她的妹妹也不满。
And maybe even against God.
也许对着神也有愤怒。
And that's the situation we find Leah.
这就是我们发现莉亚所生活的光景。
Remember yesterday I said there's a wonderful word in the Bible, be you.
记不记得我昨天跟你们分享，在圣经里有一个很好的词，就是但是。
Yesterday I used it in a different context, but it's in our story for today too.
今天这个词也在这里出现了。
We read that God knew.
我们发现神看见了。
And nobody else maybe cared about Leah.
也许没有其他的人关心莉亚的感觉。
But when the Lord saw that Leah was not loved.
但当神看见莉亚没有人爱。
You know, nothing escapes the eye of the Lord. You might think nobody cares. You might think that nobody's interested whether you're here or you're not here. You're like the last person on the totem pole, on the rung. Nobody loves me. They don't care if I'm here or not. God loves you. God cares about you. Maybe your mother and father don't care about you. Maybe your sister and your brother or your husband or your wife don't care about you. Maybe your children don't care about you. Maybe nobody much cares about you. I guarantee, I assure you this morning, Jesus loves you. And Jesus cares about you. And you, yes, you.
是的, 就是你,
you are precious to him.
因为你在他眼中极其宝贵。
He loved you so much that he gave himself for you. No joke.
这不是开玩笑, 他爱你到一个地步, 他把他自己赐给你。
He didn't get as far as the cross and then look over the years of time and see you and say, ah, she's not worth it.
他在十字架上的时候, 他看到未来, 他并没有看到你说, 啊, 你不值得我来死。
But knowing you, he willingly laid down his life for you because he loves you.
而因为知道你, 他愿意放下他的生命,
and he cares about you.
他关心你,
and he's interested in you.
他对你有兴趣,
and he's not waiting for you to be a 9 or a 10. He'll take you as a 2 or a 3.
他不要等你等到十分好的时候才拿,才接受你, 而是在你今天的光景, 他就接受了。
That's the wonderful thing about Jesus.
这就是主耶稣最棒的事情。
Whosoever will may come.
无论什么人来,
he doesn't say you need to be a certain height or age.
他并没有说你要几岁或多高,
you're not this or you're not that.
你不是这样或要那样。
But he died for whosoever will.
他为所有的人舍命,
and his arms are outstretched and open for whosoever will.
他伸张他的双臂说,
and so we read that when the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he opened her womb.
所以在这里31节讲到, 耶和华见利亚失宠,
and in verse 31 of chapter 29,
29章31节,
and she began to have children.
她就开始有孩子了。
Now you have to understand that children were a very special, precious commodity in that day, and I know they are today also, but even more so in that day were male children.
我们要了解当时的背景, 今天儿女对我们来说很重要, 但那个时候, 孩子们是非常宝贵的。
The favor of God was upon you if you were able to give birth to a male child.
你若是能生一个儿子, 人家会说, 神眷顾了你。
Girls?
女生们,
对。
若是你生个女孩, 那就没有那么宝贵。
Boys.
要男孩子。
And Leah, the Lord saw that she was barren and opened her womb.
耶和华见利亚失宠, 就使她生育。
But verse 31 ends by saying, Rachel, she was still barren.
拉结却不生育。
See, she may have been a 10 as far as looks were concerned, but she was a 0 as far as children were concerned.
所以拉结的外貌也许得10分, 但是就的生儿养女来说, 她是0分。
Leah may have been a 2 as far as looks were concerned, but she's about to be a 7, an 8, a 9, and a 10 as far as children are concerned, especially male children.
是利亚的外貌也许只有2、3分, 但是就的生儿养女, 特别是生儿子来说, 她已经开始7、8分, 甚至10分的情况。
But you know what we would want to do? We would take the best of Leah and the best of Rachel and the best of Judy and the best of Cynthia and put them all together and want to be like that person.
你知道我们的问题是什么吗? 就是我们愿意拿利亚她的生孩子这个本领, 然后拉结的美貌, 再加上这个或那个人的长处, 通通加起来说, 主, 我要这个样子。
But not everybody has everything.
但不是人人都能够什么都有。
Not even you.
甚至你也没有样样都有。
Nobody does.
没有人是这样完美的。
We all have shortcomings.
我们都有缺陷的。
We all have deficiencies.
我们都有短处的。
We all have strength that he can use.
但是我们也都有长处神可以使用。
And when we all give ourselves unreservedly to him and say, Lord, have your way.
所以我们需要做就是把自己完全交给主说, 按照你的旨意调度。
This little thing that I got going for me, Lord, you take it and you bless it and you use it for your glory.
主啊, 我就这么一点点长处, 但是我交给你, 求你来使用, 你来祝福, 为着你的荣耀。
And you give yourself and he gives himself and she gives herself and They back there give themselves.
若是我们人人在座的都把自己的一点归给神。
And he puts us all together in one body.
神把这一切都聚在这一个身体的里面。
And if everybody were the hand, then where would the feet be?
有的人若是人人都是手，那谁要做脚？
But not everybody is the hand. We've got different functions because we're different members with different gifts and abilities and talents.
因为我们是不同的肢体，有不同的长处在这个身体的里面。
So don't take your talent, stuff it in your pocket, and go home.
所以不要把你的长处收起来，放在口袋。
But say, Lord, here it is. Have your way.
我们应该说主啊，在这里随你调度。
Have your way.
照你的旨意。
And the Lord saw that Leah was not only barren but sad and despondent and not loved.
耶和华看见利亚不仅是没有办法，起先没有孩子，而且她没有人爱她，她失宠的。
And Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son.
就使她生育，就生了一个儿子。
And she named him Reuben.
利亚给他起名叫刘便。
She said, I name him Reuben because the Lord has seen my misery and surely my husband will love me now.
她说耶和华看见我的苦情，如今我的丈夫必爱我。
That name Reuben is like an exclamation point. See, a son!
刘便这个名字意思就是说看啊，有个儿子了。
Look, Jacob, a son! You son!
雅各，看着我为你生了个儿子。
Now will you look at me twice?
现在你会多看我一眼了。
Now will you love me?
现在你会比较爱我了。
Could I come up the rung a little bit to a six maybe?
我的排名可不可以往前排一点了？
A son for you.
看呐，生了一个儿子，雅各。
It goes on though, and it says she conceived again.
然后继续说啊，她又怀孕生子。
And she gave birth again to a son.
她又生了一个儿子。
This time she named him Simeon.
他叫他西缅。
Because the Lord heard that I am not loved, He gave me this one too.
他就说耶和华因为听见我失宠，所以又赐给我这个儿子。
And that name Simeon means one who hears.
西缅的意思就是听见。
The Lord has heard my supplication and my prayer.
神听见了我的苦情和祷告。
The Lord has seen my sorrow and my hurt.
他看见我的苦情和我的哀求。
The Lord has blessed me with a son. See, a son.
看哪，神又赐给我一个儿子。
And the Lord has heard my prayer.
他听见了我的祷告。
She gave birth again to another son.
结果她又怀孕生子。
And this son she named Levi.
这一次这个孩子叫利未。
She said, the Lord has seen me my affliction again and now given me another son.
她说神看见我的苦情又给了我一个儿子。
And his name was attached. Or that's what she called him.
名字叫做联合的意思。
I don't know if it means attached to the Lord or now my husband and I are attached, but we're attached.
我不知道他这个联合是跟谁联合，
We're making progress here.
是跟他的丈夫联合呢，还是跟神联合？无论如何都有进步了。
The Lord gave her another son.
结果神又给了他一个儿子。
Stop, Lord, enough.
他就说停了，够了，够了。
No, the more the better.
She didn't say stop.
No, she didn't say stop, and she didn't say the more. The Lord just kept raining sons.
他没有说主啊，不要再给了，但是他也没有要求更多，但是神就一直给他儿子。
This son she named Judah.
这一次的儿子叫做犹大。
And that name Judah means praise.
犹大的意思就是赞美。
And there were more children born to her, six sons in all, and then a daughter.
总共他生了六个儿子。
You know, the Lord blessed her in ways that Rachel was not yet blessed.
神这样祝福他，拉结却没有这样的得到这样的祝福。
After a time, the Lord opened Rachel's womb. She gave birth to a son.
后来神是让拉结怀孕了，生了孩子。
But Leah would never be what Rachel was.
利亚永远不能站在拉结的位置。
But Rachel would never be what Leah was.
同样，拉结也永远不能得着利亚得着的。
They all had to be what God made them to be.
他们都必须成为神所预定要他们成为的。
Stop trying to be somebody else.
所以不要试着去做别的人。
There are so many Christian people that are trying to be like brother so-and-so, like sister. Try to be like Jesus.
很多基督徒想要做某某弟兄或某某姊妹，为什么不试着做主耶稣呢？
Just be what he wants you to be.
让主耶稣制作你成为他要你成为的人。
And don't.Grumble or murmur or complain about what you're not.
不要在那里喃喃自语抱怨你不能成为你想要成为的。
But thank him for what you are.
而就着你所有的感谢他。
And allow him to use your life.
让他能使用你的生命。
To be a blessing to others.
成为别人的祝福。
Let him flow through you to this world.
让他经过你流到世界去。
Become a vessel unto honor, sanctified and.Meet for the master's use.
成为一个尊贵的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
You know, as long as we're complaining about what we're not very useful to the Lord.
若是我们常坐在那里抱怨我们所不是的，那我们在主手中不是很有用的。
We read in the parable that Jesus told that there were those that he gave ten talents.
我们都读到
five talents to.
主耶稣所说的比喻，他给人 5,000两银子.
They had abilities and gifts.
那个意思说给人不同的才干.
Those he gave 2 talents.
有些人他给的是2,000两银子.
Some he gave 1 talent.
有的是1,000两银子.
But he gave to all those that were in his employ something that they should traffic in to use for his kingdom.
但是在他国度里的人，他都给予他们某一些的才干.
You have something.
你一定有一些什么的.
You have something else. They may have 3 talents, or 6, or 9, or they have more than you. But use what God has given you.
You know,
I never met Billy Graham's mother.
Have you?
No, I've never.
我从来没有遇见, 格里汉牧师的母亲。
But if the only thing she did was to bring Billy Graham into the world, that was pretty good.
她唯一的成就呢，就是把格里汉带进这个世界，这可是一个大成就。
I did read the testimony of the woman who testified to Billy Graham.
我读到有人对比利汉所做的见证，一个女士。
And if that's the only person that she ever testified to, that's pretty good too.
若是呢，那是唯一她所做过见证的对象，那也是很好的。
You know, we're not all called to be like Billy Graham. I'm assuming you know, Brother Z mentioned him last night, the American evangelist.
我们人人都不是被蒙召做像格里汉这样的器皿。
But we all can be what he wants us to be.
但是我们都能够成为神要我们成为的。
If you have your Bible, you turn with me, if you would, to the book of 1 Timothy.
我们一起看一下提摩太前书。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章。
And just read one verse from there, or two verses.
我们读一两节。
1 Timothy 6, verse 6.
第六章第六节。
Timothy writing, or getting a letter from the Apostle Paul, reads these words, But godliness with contentment is great gain.
这是保罗写给提摩太的书信，讲到敬虔加上知足的心，便是大利了。
For we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。Are
you content this morning?
今天早晨，你是在一个知足的光景里吗？
I mean, just satisfied with who you are and what you are and your relationship with Jesus.
你满足于你所是所有以及你跟主耶稣的关系吗？
Are you more like Leah, maybe crying about what you don't have and what you're not?
你是像利亚一样常常为自己所不是的而哀哭吗？
Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, I got to have you understand this.
保罗对提摩太说，你必须要明白这件事。
Godliness with contentment
敬虔加上知足的心
is great gain.
便是大利了。
Godliness without contentment
敬虔而没有知足的心
turns a lot of other people off.
会让很多人 失望。
Because nobody wants to hear your gripes and grumbles and complaints.
因为没有人会喜欢听到你一直在那里抱怨的。
We haven't brought a thing into this world when we came.
我们来到这世上的时候没有带什么。
When you were born, you had no IRAs, no CDs, no nothing.
你来的时候，出生的时候，并没有带着银行的定存单。
And when you check out of this world, you're not checking out with anything. You're going out the way you came in.
当我们离开这个世界的时候呢，我们什么也没有办法带走。
And Paul says, Tim, while you're here in this world,
所以保罗对提摩太说，当你还在地上的日子，
if you have food,
只要有食。
And boy, do we have food here.
我们岂不是有很多食物吗?
And if you have clothing,
有衣,
be content.
就可以知足了。
That's good enough.
这就够了。
Have you learned that?
我们学会了这样的功课吗?
Oh, turn to Philippians chapter 4.
让我们看一下,
there we read that contentment is something that needs to be learned.
加佛, 菲利比书第四章。
And we're not all born content.
我们不是生来就会知足的。
I don't think Leah was.
我想利亚是不是这么来吃的?
But in Philippians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul writing from jail,
在这里保罗写这封信的时候是在监狱之中。
He says in verse 11, I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances.
他说我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
Quite a statement that I don't know that I've learned really too well yet.
这岂不是很大的话吗? 连我自己都不敢说我是不是学会了。
When I was coming here on the airplane,
当我坐飞机来这里的时候,
I was sitting in the seat.
我坐在座位上。
You know, they make those seats awfully small.
你知道那个座飞机上的座位是蛮小的。
Especially the leg room.
特别那个腿的长度的空间很
少。By the time I finish flying, I don't know where to put my knees.
等我飞行完的时候，我都不晓得我的膝盖是什么感觉。
And I was sitting in my chair.
我坐在我的椅子里。
And a lady came walking down the aisle.
有一个女士走过来。
And I saw her looking like towards the seat next to me.
我看她，她的眼睛注意在我旁边的座位上。
She was a very, very, very large woman.
她是一个蛮庞大的女士。
And sure enough, she said, "That's my seat."
当然她就跟我说，哎，那是我的位置。
And I guess my first thought was, "Oh, great."
我第一个反应说，哦，太好了。
I had food.
我有食物。
I had clothing.
我有衣服。
I don't know that I could say I was content.
但是在那个情况之下，我可不能说我已经很知足。
I had to learn that.
我还得学会要知足。
There are still times that I need to learn to be content.
我还有时间给我让我学会凡事上知足。
Well, she sat next to me and she was a very nice lady.
她是一个很好的女士，她坐在我的旁边。
And 2 weeks before, she had surgery in her stomach to shrink it.
两个礼拜之前，她才动了一个手术，把她的胃变小。
She had already lost 25 pounds in 2 weeks.
在两个礼拜之内，她已经瘦了25磅。
So I began to count my blessings.
我就开始数算神的恩典了。
But Paul said, I've learned to be content.
保罗说，我学会了知足。
I know what it is to have a lot, and I know what it is to have a little.
我知道怎么样处丰富，也知道怎么样处贫穷。
And when I haven't had so much, and when things weren't going my way, and I felt inadequate, I still needed to learn to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything.
当事情不顺利，我有缺乏的时候，我仍然要学习说，主，我感谢你。
I've learned to, in everything, give thanks.
我在学习凡事上来谢恩。
I've learned to rejoice evermore.
我学习在凡事上喜乐。
I've learned that that's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me.
因为我知道这是神在耶稣基督里向我所定的旨意。
Not to moan and complain about what I don't have and what I'm not.
不是在那里抱怨我所没有或我所不是的。
But I've learned in whatsoever circumstances I find myself to be content.
但是我已经学会在任何的境况都可以知足。
I have learned the secret of being content in any and in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
我知道怎样处卑贱，怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。
Don't raise your hand, at least not your outward one, but raise the hand in your heart.
在你的心里举起你的手。
Are you there? Are you content in every situation?
这是我们的光景吗？我们是随时随地都知足了吗？
You go to work tomorrow and the desk is piled up this high, or Tuesday whenever you go back and the desk is...You content? That's okay. Thank you, Lord, that I have a job.
过两天你就要回去上班了。也许工作堆积的满桌都是，但是你说感谢主，起码我有个工作。
Thank you, Lord, that when I go home, I'm going to have food to eat.
感谢主，我回家家里是有食物可吃的。
Thank you, Lord, that you're my heavenly Father and I belong to you.
感谢主，你是我天上的父亲，我属于你。
Oh, thank you, Lord, that although that those two clients I just lost and I just failed that exam and this isn't going.But thank you, Lord, that you're with me. You'll never leave me. You'll never forsake me.
我刚才考试不顺利，或者是我丧失了两个重要的客户，但是没有关系，主，你与我永远同在，为这个我感谢。
And that I can boldly say that you are my helper.
所以我可以勇敢地说，你是我的帮助。
You know, we need to learn these things.
我们必须学会这样的秘诀。
We need to learn contentment, and we need to learn to give ourselves whatever little or much we have to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要学会知足，并且把我们所有的一点点的献给我们的主耶稣基督。
It sounds to me as I read the names that Leah was giving to her children.
我觉得我读这些名字，她给利亚为儿子取的名字的时候，我觉得她是把这些儿子都献给神。
That she was getting more and more to the place where she was becoming content.
你可以看到她在一个成长的过程中，越来越知道知足了。
Well, she was recognizing God's blessing on her life.
他开始看见神在他生命中的祝福。
That he is truly good to me.
他对我真是好。
Not just to my sister.
不仅是对我的妹妹好。
But God is good to me.
而神对我也很好。
In spite of my deficiencies.
虽然我有缺点。
God knows.
他知道。
And he blessed anyway.
他仍然祝福我。
And he makes up the lack in my life.
并且呢，填满我的不足。
Because the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow.
神的祝福是让我们得丰富，而不是有后悔。
And I believe that Leah was learning to be content in her situation.
我相信利亚学会一件事，就在她的光景里面学习知足。
If you go with me to the 49th chapter of Genesis, and we read something there again about Leah.
我们再一起看创世纪49章，在这里又有一些关于利亚的记载。
You know, Jacob did eventually, after another 7 years, or right away, he got to marry Rachel and then worked another 7 years for that marriage.
我们都知道雅各为了这个拉结呢又工作了七年。
And they grew old together, or at least started to grow old.
他们就开始一起生活，然后渐渐进入老年。
You remember Rachel died in childbirth?
拉结呢在生第二个儿子的时候。
She was buried near Bethlehem.
惨难死去。
And life continued for Jacob.
被葬在伯利恒，那雅各继续活下去，跟利亚一起生活。
And now Jacob was getting old.
雅各越来越老了。
We're all getting old.
我们岂不都是越来越老？
And Jacob is recognizing he might be nearing the end in Genesis 49.
到四十九章的时候，雅各已经知道他要归主的日子到了。
It says that he was living in verse 28. He lived in Egypt 17 years, and the years of his life were 147.49:29. Then he gave them these instructions, I am about to be gathered to my people.
他嘱咐他们说我要归到我列祖那里。
I'm going to die, Jacob is saying.
他是告诉他们说他快要死了。
Now, burial meant a lot to those people. I mean, where they were buried meant a lot.
在那个时代，他们所葬之处对他们来说是很重要。
You remember when Joseph was old and he was getting ready to die? You remember before he died, he gave commandment concerning his bones?
记不记得约瑟如何在他要死之前吩咐他的儿女们把他的骸骨带到哪里去？
That commandment even made it to Hebrews 11 because that took a lot of faith.
因为这样的吩咐是需要信心的，因此甚至这样的信心在希伯来书都被神纪念。
He said, "I'm going to die here in Egypt, but I know one day God is going to deliver us here from Egypt, and we're not going to be here forever. And when we leave Egypt, don't forget to take my bones."
约瑟说：“我现在死在埃及，但是我知道我们不会永远在埃及地。有一天我们到另外的地方去。当那件事发生的时候，记得带着我的骸骨一起去。
It was important to Joseph where he was buried.
对约瑟来说，他葬在哪里是很重要的。
And here it's important to Jacob also.
对雅各来说，葬在何处也是很重要的。
So Jacob says, "I want you to bury me with my fathers in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite."
他说：“你们要将我葬在赫人以弗伦田间的洞里，与我祖我父在一处。
The cave in Machpelah near Mamre in Canaan, which Abraham bought as a burial place."
就是在迦南地曼利前麦比拉田间的洞，那洞和田是亚伯拉罕向赫人以弗伦买来为业的。
It's there that Abraham and Sarah are buried.
那个地点呢是亚伯拉罕和妻子撒拉所葬之处。
It's there that Isaac and his wife Rebecca are buried.
也是以撒和妻子利百加所葬之处。
Look at those next words.
你再看看他下面怎么说。
And there I buried Leah.
我也在那里葬了利亚。
Rachel was buried someplace out by Bethlehem.
拉结所葬之处是在伯利恒。
It really didn't seem important to Jacob that they exhume her body and bury her in this burying place where Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Rebecca are buried.
你看，就着雅各来说，好像不是很重要，要把拉结的身体葬在这个他先祖亚伯拉罕跟以撒所葬之处。
She can stay right where she is.
我就让拉结葬在他所葬之处就好。
But it's there, in that special place where I want to be buried, there I buried Leah.
但是在这个特别的洞穴里呢，我把利亚葬在那里。
I guess Leah came up a few notches in Jacob's opinion.
我想逐渐的在后来的日子里，利亚在雅各的心中的分量越来越增加。
Or maybe a little while ago, he couldn't even stand to look at her and didn't care much to. Now, all of a sudden,She maybe was more precious than even beloved Rachel.
在起初的时候，也许她在雅各心中一无地位，但是后来很明显，她的地位超过了拉结。
Could it have something to do with an inner beauty?
是不是因为她里面有内在美？
Could it have something to do with the character that Leah came to exhibit?
或是她里面有美丽的性情后来显出来了？
Could it be that she overcame the shortcomings and the obstacles and stopped her moaning and groaning and instead began to?Praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy in her life.
是不是她克服了里面所有对环境的难处的痛苦，而开始赞美神
？Could it be that Jacob saw in her a beauty that Rachel never possessed?
是不是在雅各在利亚的身上看见了一个美丽是拉结所没有的
？And there I buried Leah.
他说，在那里我葬了利亚。
She wasn't very special as far as most were concerned in her life.
也许对很多人来说，利亚不是那么重要。
She didn't have a whole lot to offer.
她没有很多的能力可以帮助别人。
But God saw her.
但是神看见了她。
And God saw her being unloved and despised.
神看到她没有人爱、失宠的情形。
You know what God likes to do?
你知道神喜欢做什么样的事吗？
This is probably the nicest thing that I've said this morning, and so perk up.
所以这现在我要讲的是，也许今天早上我做的最好的一件事。
First Corinthians chapter one，
就是在哥林多前书第一章。
We read in verse 26。
第二十六节。
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called。
弟兄们呐、啊，可见你们蒙召的。
Not many of you were wise by human standards。
按着肉体有智慧的不多。
Not many of you were influential。
有能力的不多。
Not many of you were of noble birth。
有尊贵的也不多。
But God chose the foolish of this world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly of this world. God chose the despised things and the things that are not.
以及那无有的
to nullify the things that are,
为要废掉那有的
so that no one may boast before him.
使无人在神面前能够自夸
In other words, God takes the twos and the threes.
换句话说呢神喜欢那些只有两三分成绩
God doesn't always and usually take the noble, or the wise, or the special, or the prominent, or the important.
神常常不是拣选有智慧、有尊贵、有能力或重要的。
He doesn't take the boys or girls or men and women that are labeled by the world can't miss.
他并不会选那些世上所标榜的这个你可不能不用的那种人。
So smart, so strong, so handsome, so pretty.
他们这么聪明、这么强壮、这么英俊、这么美丽。
Sometimes the smarts and the prettiness and the cuteness and the niceness and the abilities get in God's way.
事实上，常常这些优点呢是让神的道路不亨通的。
And I think the Lord just loves to take the ordinary.
我想神就是喜欢选那些平凡的。
That's why He made so many of us ordinary.
所以他创造了一大堆平凡的男男女女。
Look around, you're not anything special.
你向左右看看，你看到什么特别的吗？
You're ordinary.
我们都是很平凡的。
You're a regular guy, a regular girl.
我们都是很平凡的人。
Wishing you were a ten.
我们都是希望自己是十分的。
Stop wishing you were a ten.
但是现在不要再希望自己是十分。
Thank God you're a two.
而为了你是两分，感谢神。
Thank God for whatever it is that you are.
无论你是什么，为了那个感谢神。
And begin to praise Him and love Him and adore Him and give yourself to Him.
开始感谢、赞美、敬拜他，然后把你自己献给他。
Because you know what? If you're just ordinary, you're just what He's looking for.
你知道吗？若是你真是一个平凡的人，你就是神所要寻找的。
Elijah was a man just like you are. It says in the NIV in James.
圣经里告诉我们，以利亚跟我们一样是与我们有一样心智能力的人。
If you're not a man, he's not a man just like you, but you understand the point.
也许你是个女士，不过你知道我的。
He was just a common, ordinary, regular guy.
就是以利亚，不过与我们一样是个平凡的人。
God likes to take common, ordinary, regular guys.
神就是喜欢拣选平凡的人。
He likes to take fishermen and tax collectors.
他喜欢拣选那些渔夫啊、税吏啊。
He doesn't take the nobility.
他不选择那些尊贵的人。
He doesn't take influential.
或者那些有权柄的。
He doesn't take the special.
或者特别的。
He takes the ordinary and the common.
他拣选普通的人。
And in the ordinary and the common, he puts a treasure.
在这样普通的器皿里，他把一个宝贝放进去。
He comes to the ordinary earthen vessel.
他把自己放在那个普通的器皿里。
And he puts the treasure of his kingdom inside of you.
他把他国度的宝贝放在这样平凡的器皿里。
And the Holy Spirit within you.
他把他的圣灵放在你的里面。
And he says, now go out into this world.
那对我们说，往世界去。
Show forth the praises of the one who's called you out of darkness into marvelous light.
宣扬那个招你出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Yeah, go show what I can do with the ordinary, with the insignificant, with the little.
向世界显出我能在这些无用的器皿里所能做的事。
But the hard thing is to get the ordinary, insignificant, and little into the Master's hands.
但是我们的神的困难就是我们这些无用的器皿呢很难到他的手中。
Because we hold back, we're reticent because we're just ordinary, we're not special.
因为我们往往为了自己的无所用而退缩。
I mean, I can't interpret like Michelle.
我没有办法像儿女这样讲道。
I can't.I don't know. Was she preaching anything about Leah this morning? We can't all do, you know, the things that we wish we could. And so we stop. Listen to me, I know what it's like to be young. I know what it's like to be a teenager. I know what it's like to be timid and shy. And I know what it's like to think that nobody thinks that you're anything and never could amount to anything because you're just a kid.
常常你觉得我不过是个孩子,
but God knows what all those big people are thinking. And God says, let no man despise your youth.
但是神说,
but you young people, be an example of the believers.
反而你们要在凡上做信徒的榜样。
You show this old generation what God can do with the young person.
你在这个世代显示说, 神能够在年轻人中做什么事。
Live a pure life, live a godly life.
过一个圣洁敬虔的生活,
and show what God can do with the ordinary youth that you possess.
像你这样一个普通的年轻人, 让世界看到神能做什么。
And give it to him.
把你自己献给他。
You remember, and I'll close soon, but you remember with that little boy that brought his lunch.
我快要结束了, 不过你都记得那个小男孩带着他的午餐去参加聚会。
I like that story.
我很喜欢那个故事。
They were 5,000 men besides women and children.
除了妇女和孩子以外, 有5,000个男人聚在一起。
And they were starting to get hungry.
过了一会儿, 大家肚子饿了。
And nobody had a meal card.
那个时候呢, 没有人有餐卡的。
And they didn't have anything.
他们甚至什么都没有。
And they came and they said, Jesus, please get rid of all these people. Send them away. It's, you know, getting late, supper time. We got to eat. And by the time they get home, they're going to faint on the way.
所以门徒来到耶稣面前说,你最好打发他们回去吧,时候已经晚了,我们没有食物给这么多人吃。
Jesus looked at his disciples and he said, don't you feed them?
主耶稣看着门徒说,你们去预备东西给他们吃。
Lord, we don't have enough money. If we could even find a store that had enough food, we don't have enough money. We couldn't find food for all these people.
他们说,主啊,我们第一没有钱,第二就是有钱,这附近也没有什么店,我们能够预备食物给这么多人吃。
Well, one of the disciples found a boy that had lunch.
结果呢,这个门徒当中有一个人找到这个小男孩,他有带午餐的。
He got that little lunch from that little boy and he brought it to Jesus.
他把这个男孩子的午餐带到主的面前。
Now, be honest with me.
我们现在扪心自问,
if you were that disciple that found that lunch,
你如果是那个找到小男孩午餐的门徒,
would you have given that lunch to Jesus?
你会把那个午餐给主耶稣吗?
I mean, come on.
想想看,
what do you think he's going to do with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish?
你想想看, 主耶稣能对5饼2鱼做什么?
I mean, you might as well just eat it yourself.
你干脆跟那个小孩对分把吃掉算了。
This isn't going to go far. I mean, it's ludicrous to try to forget about it. No!
You know,
that's exactly what we do with our lives.
很多时候我们对自己的生命,
well, we're only 5 loaves and 2 fish, and after all, what good is that going to be to anybody?
我不过是五饼二鱼而已,
if you get the 5 loaves and the 2 fish into the right person's hands,
you'll
be surprised what he can do with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
你就会很惊讶地发现他能就五饼二鱼做什么事。
He took the 5 loaves of bread.
主耶稣拿了5饼2鱼,
and he began to break it.
他开始把它们剥开,
and he broke it all.
他把它们全部剥开了,
and it just kept on breaking.
但是他就一直剥个不停,
and he started to give out baskets full.
然后一篮一篮地送出去,
and he gave it to the disciples and he said, go start feeding the crowd.
他就跟门徒说,用这些去喂养众人。
I'll stay here and I'll keep breaking bread.
我就在这里一直剥就是了。
And he did the same with the fish.
同样鱼也是这样。
And he took the little and the insignificant.
他拿那个好像似乎微不足道的鱼,
but when the little and insignificant gets into the hands of the master,
但这微不足道的鱼在 主人的手里,
the master has a way of using it for his honor and for his glory.
他就有办法为他自己的荣耀而使用。
The master has a way of taking the insignificant and feeding the multitudes with it.
我们的主有一个本领, 就是把微小的东西, 微不足道的东西, 来喂养许多的人的需要。
And the master wants to do and can do with even you and me.
这就是主在你我身上所要做, 也是所能做的。
Don't hold it back.
所以不要退缩不前。
Have thine own way, Lord.
而说主啊, 按照你的旨意, 随你调度。
Have thine own way.
随你调度。
Oh, I am going to give whatever I have to you, Jesus.
主耶稣, 我这一点, 但是我都归给你。
Take me as I am.
照我本相, 接受我。
And make me what you want me to be.
做成你所要做成的。
Just one more scripture verse.
最后看一个经节。
It's in the book of Ruth.
在路德记。
Ruth chapter 4.
第四章,
Boaz has just found himself a wife.
在这个故事里, 波阿斯刚刚找到了一个太太。
And this is what is said of his family and the family that went on ahead of him.
他的家人呢, 就讲了这样的话。
It's verse 11, Ruth 4:11.
路德记第四章十一节。
It says, Then the elders and all those at the gate said, We're witnesses, may the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and like Leah.
在这里讲到众民和长老这样说，愿耶和华使敬你家的这女子像建立以色列家的拉结利亚二人一样。
Rachel and Leah who together built up the house of Israel.
拉结加上利亚这二人建立了以色列就是雅各的家。
Not just Rachel.
不仅仅是拉结。
Not just Leah.
也不仅仅是利亚。
But Rachel and Leah.
乃是拉结和利亚。
And Boaz, may the Lord bless Ruth also.
所以借着这样他们来祝福了,
and may the Lord cause Ruth to be as the predecessor's wives were.
他们愿意祝福波阿斯,
and may the Lord make Ruth to be like Leah and Rachel who together built up the house of Israel.
好使他的新娘子路德能够像拉结利亚一样建立他的家。
Just think with me in closing of two of these boys that Leah brought forth. Two of the boys that Leah had. One of their names was Levi. Who did Levi become? What were the Levites? The priests. Now what happens if Leah never had a child and never had a Levi and never did anything but just sat in the corner grumpy, dumpy, mad, never done anything? Levi never would have been born.
你有没有想过, 若是利亚一直坐在角落里哭泣埋怨抱怨呢, 而永远都没有生出这个孩子的话,
don't you think that was pretty significant?
你岂不认为这个结果是很重要吗?
Isn't it significant to think that through Leah, the two, the one that was tricked into marriage, that really didn't want to get married or didn't want the husband to have him or his wife, isn't that kind of special that God made out of her the mother of the tribes that would be special, the Levitical priesthood?
你不觉得这很特别吗? 利亚这个当初也不愿意嫁给雅各的,被雅各所不爱的,
but,
但是神却借着他的父生出了利位这个支派来,
but,
后来成为服侍主的支派。
But not only did she have Leah, she had Judah.
不仅他生了,
Who sprang from the tribe of Judah?
他不仅生了利位, 他也生了犹大, 谁是从犹大支派出来的?
Jesus.
耶稣是从大卫的支派来的。
Judah means praise.
犹大的意思是赞美。
Jesus came from the tribe of Judah.
耶稣是犹大支派。
Leah gave birth to Judah.
利亚所生的儿子之一是犹大。
God has chosen the weak and the insignificant and the low things to be exalted and prominent.
神选择了那个卑贱的软弱的，而让他们得被高抬。
What a tremendous privilege it must be to have been the mother of Judah.
你想想看,这是何等的荣耀,你成为犹大的母亲。
I don't know what the Lord can do with your life.
我不知道神在你的生命中能做什么。
Maybe there's not a lot of ability and talent that He's given to you.
也许你觉得神没有给你很多的能力和才干。
But He has given you something.
但他一定有给你一些。
He has entrusted to you something.
他有托付你一些什么事。
He doesn't want you to hold on or bury it in the ground.
他不叫你 把这个留着或者埋在地里,
but he not only wants your heart to be given to him,
他不仅要把你把你的心归给他,
he wants your whole life, your body.
他要你整个的生命, 你整个的身体。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
因此弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将你们的身体献上活祭, 这是圣洁合乎主用的, 是理所当然的侍奉。
Let's learn to be content.
让我们学习知足。
Let's learn to be satisfied.
让我们学习满足。
Let's learn to let Him have His way with us.
让我们学习容许神自由调度在我们身上。
And let's consecrate our all to Him.
把我们自己圣别归给他。
I wonder if we could pray a prayer in closing in our hymn books. We haven't sung it yet today, but it's number 313.
我们唱一首诗歌, 313首。
Francis Havergal wrote, Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee.
收我此生做奉献，毫无保留在你前。
You can notice as you sing this song, it says, take my hands, take my voice, take my silver, take my gold, take my will, take my all.
在这首诗歌讲到说我的双手，我的声音，我的经营，我的意志，我的所有。
You know, there may not be a whole lot that you have in any of these areas, so you think.
也许呢，就你而言呢，这些方面你所拥有的都不多。
But don't withhold the little that you have.
但是就是这一点点我们也不要裹足不前。
But give it all to Jesus.
不要保留住而把它全部献给主耶稣。
Shall we stand together and sing 313?
请我们一起站起来唱这首诗歌313首。
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee.Take my moments and my days, let them flow in Jesus' grace. They will declare a crown of thorns for me. They will give thy life to the world. Lord, I give to thee my life, my all to be, thine ensured eternally.Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Shake my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. We will share a crown of thorns for me.
We will be so good and be so hard. We will be shared
My life, my all to be, thine henceforth eternally. Take my voice and let me sing.
天上荣耀的君王，受我真实作勇气，前来述说你的信息，为我荆棘冠冕的恩待。为我的死苦将你受害，为你我也献上我命与我爱，
为你使你到万代，受我尽心尽力，
哪能百万老死留，
受我从你背负着，
愿你
为我荆棘冠冕的感慨，为我的死苦将你受害，为你我也献上我命与我爱，为你死你到万代，受我一直永属你，从今不再为自己。受我的心做宝座，你主里面我里我，为我荆棘冠冕你看待，为我的死苦将你受害，为你我愿献上我命与我爱，为你死你到万代。受我爱情哦我主，只在你前才情多，受我全人的欢体，一切活着为着你，为我荆棘冠冕你看待，为我的死苦将你受害，我的眼泪献上我命与我爱，为你侍奉到万代。好，我们都盼望多一点弟兄姊妹啊，一点点祷告。
Let us pray together. Let's offer much prayer before the Lord.
我们的主为了我们，荆棘冠冕肯为我们戴。
Our Lord wears the crown of thorns for us.
为了我们十架苦害，他肯受。
And give his life on Calvary.
Oh, 我们的心是不是愿意为主献上我们的一点点？
Are we willing to give the littleness that we have?
哦，也许我们没有什么。
Maybe you feel that we have nothing.
我们不算什么。
Or we are nothing.
主拯救我们的时候，我们本来就不是什么。
But that is our true condition when we were saved.
我们愿意不愿意把我们的心献给我们的主？
We're willing to give our hearts to you.
把我们的全心全人都归给他。
Give our life, our self completely to you.